George Dively and his successor, Richard Tullis, identified a hedgehog concept based on the understanding that Harris could be the best in the world at applying technology to printing and communications. Although it did not adhere to this concept with perfect discipline, Tullis had a penchant for straying a bit outside the three circles, the company did make enough progress to produce significant results. It looked like a promising candidate for a good-to-great transformation, hitting breakthrough in 1975. Then the flywheel came to a grinding halt. In 1978, Joseph Boyd became chief executive. Boyd had previously been with Radiation Incorporated, a corporation acquired by Harris years earlier. His first key decision as CEO was to move the company headquarters from Cleveland to Melbourne, Florida. Radiation's hometown and the location of Boyd's house and 47-foot powerboat, the Lazy Rascal. In 1983, Boyd threw a giant wrench into the flywheel by divesting the printing business. At the time, Harris was the number one producer of printing equipment in the world. The printing business was one of the most profitable parts of the company, generating nearly a third of total operating profits. What did Boyd do with the proceeds from selling off this corporate gem? He threw the company headlong into the office automation business. But could Harris become the best in the world in office automation? Not likely. Horrendous software development problems delayed introduction of Harris's first workstation as the company stumbled onto the battlefield to confront IBM, DEC, and Wang. Then, in an attempt to jump right to a new breakthrough, Harris spent a third of its entire corporate net worth to buy Linear Business Products, a company in the low-end word processing business. Computer World magazine wrote, "Boyd targeted the automated office as a key." Unfortunately for Harris, the company had everything but an office product. The attempt to design and market a word processing system met with dismal failure, out of tune with the market, and had to be scrapped before introduction. The flywheel, which had been spinning with great momentum after Dively and Tullis, came detached from the axle, wobbled into the air, and then crashed to a grinding halt. From the end of 1973 to the end of 1978, Harris beat the market by more than 5 times. But from the end of 1978 to the end of 1983, Harris fell 39% behind the market, and by 1988, it had fallen over 70% behind. The doom loop replaced the flywheel.